Today's Gospel gives us a deeply profound insight into the chambers of the Christian heart which have to beat together for there to be life in the Christian body as a whole. Jesus has the time of prayer, the time of solitude, the time of withdrawal, the time of enrichment. And then he comes down and he sees the need of the people. And what his prayer has led him to is a very particular emotion, an emotion which is described only a few times in the Gospels of Jesus, an emotion of which he speaks in parables in Luke's Gospel, which in the Greek is represented by the verb splanchnizomai, and here in English has been represented by feel sorry or have pity. That emotion is something much more profound and much deeper. Splanchnizomai actually means for your whole insides to react, for everything that is within you to react in the face of another's need, another's sorrow, another's pain. So it's even more profound than the English word compassion. And it is prayer that leads to this compassion. It is the solitude, the openness to God, that leads Jesus to the ever more profound openness to his brothers and sisters. If prayer does not open our hearts to the needs of people, then we need to start doing it again. Because these are the two chambers of the Christian heart, and they beat through the rhythm of compassion. The chamber of silence and contemplation and prayer, which is so very necessary, and the chamber of responding to the needs of people, to responding to their pains, to responding, and here Jesus does, to responding to the shortcomings of ministry which has no compassion. For Jesus sees the crowd as sheep without shepherds. And that refers back to the Gospel, in the Gospels, to the lack of teaching, to the lack of profound insight, which the Pharisees and the scribes and those responsible for the cult in the temple, the lack which they suffer in their approach to people. All referring back again to the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, when he warns the shepherds of Israel that they are not feeding the sheep, but rather they are exploiting them. And they are not binding up the wounded, and they are not strengthening the weak. And they are not seeking out the lost, and they are not bringing back the strayed. This compassion of Jesus leads him to be a true shepherd to the people of Israel, a true shepherd to his brothers and sisters. Truly a man of compassion to his brothers and sisters. Now for us that ideal is, it's good, we like to be compassionate, but we often parcel out our compassion to those who appreciate the compassion, to those whom we know, to those whose lives we can touch directly. And I would like to lay this challenge today about the gift of compassion. Shall we not try it together for the anonymous people in our lives, for the people we do not know, but for the people whose life of service and often painful life of labor makes it possible for us to have what we have? And let me lay the challenge to make this practice of compassion ever present. When you go to the supermarket and buy a wonderfully wrapped and weighed lettuce, think of those who had to wrap, think of those who had to weigh, think of those who had to offload the truck, think of those who had to drive that truck, think of those who had to load the truck, think of those who had to harvest the lettuce, think of those who had to weed the field, those who had to plant the seeds. Think of the entire chain of humanity that has brought this small symbol of nourishment, the lettuce in the supermarket, to your hands. And then start having compassion. Start praying compassionately for those who have been part of this supply chain. Thanking God really and fundamentally for their presence in your life, which brings something as simple as a lettuce to the table. Practice compassion when you get dressed in the morning. Look at the labels on your clothes. See where they were made. See the whole chain of humanity stitching, working, gathering, spinning, and if your clothes happen to be cotton, of course also planting, harvesting, and moving. Think of the vast number of human hands that have each contributed a stitch or a thread so that you can be comfortable in your weekend or on your way to work on Monday. Think of the sea of humanity that it takes to support your life, and give thanks for every person in that sea of humanity. Have compassion on every person who makes your life what it is. And practice compassion to the small people, the insignificant people you come across every day. The checkout person in the supermarket, the guard at the mall, the person serving you in so many ways, in so many things, as you go on your daily rounds. Be compassionate to them. Share with them a smile. Share with them a word to make this customer, make them feel better. And so in spreading compassion and being truly grateful for all who have taken a part in our lives, our hearts as Christian beat in unison, the chambers of our heart beat together, and we bring more of that compassion of Christ to the world, which teaches people many things and which nourishes them in the way of God. Amen.